Coming up next on the program, my colleague Darren Helwidge ambled over to the Daniel Boone Regional Library for a recent youth poetry competition. He got some audio of students performing poetry that they enjoy and talked to the winner of the competition. That's up next on Thinking Out Loud here on a Tuesday evening on KBIA.
The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still. And his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. Stand in a field long enough, and the sounds start up again. The crickets, the invisible toad who claims that change is possible, and all other life, too small to name. First one, then another, until innumerable, they merge into the single voice of a summer hill. When others run to windows or out of doors to catch the sunset whole, he is content with any segment, anywhere he sits. From segment, fragment, he can reconstruct the whole, prefers to reconstruct the whole, as if to say, I see more, seeing less.
I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. Some folks will tell you the blues is a woman, some type of supernatural creature. My mother would tell you, if she could, about her life with my father. A strange and sometimes cruel gentleman. She would tell you about the choices a young black woman faces. Is falling in love with some man a deal with the devil in blue terms? The tongue we use when we don't want nuance to get in the way when we need to talk straight? My mother chooses my father. After choosing a man who was, as we sing it, of no account. This man made my father look good. That's how bad it was. He made my father seem like an island in the middle of a stormy sea. He made my father look like a rock. And is the blues the moment you realize you exist in a stacked deck? You look in the mirror at your young face, the face my sister carries, and you know it's the only leverage you've got? Does this create a hurt that whispers, how you're going to do? Is the blues the moment you shrug your shoulders and agree, a girl without money is nothing, dust to be pushed around by any old breeze? Compared to this, my father seems, briefly, to be a fire escape. This is the way the blues works its sorry wonders. Makes trouble look like a feather bed. Makes the wrong man's kisses a healing. Thank you.
After the youth poetry competition wrapped up at the Daniel Boone Regional Library, the judges huddled and a winner was announced. Our own Darren Helwidge got a few minutes with the winner of the youth poetry competition.
Shakira Cross from Hickman High School is our winner of the Regional Poetry Out Loud competition at the Daniel Boone Regional Library. First of all, your reaction, you seemed very surprised when they announced that you were the winner.
Yes, I was very surprised. I know that last year when I did this is my second year, I know that last year I was second place. And so I was like, you know what, I don't know if I should really do poetry, because I write my own poetry as well and speak it. So I was like, I don't know, I think I should just give up. But I just kept on going, but I was so shocked, I don't know.
Yeah, you mentioned that you wrote your own. A lot of what happened here is about performance. Talk about the difference between just words on a page and then being read out loud by somebody like this.
The difference between my definition between writing and speaking it, with speaking it, it's more, you could feel the person's feelings. during the performance. When you read it, you're just reading words on paper. Sometimes people don't, it doesn't resonate to people that mm-hmm. much. So when you speak it and perform it, you can internalize it and understand it for yourself. That's what I like about it.
Talk about your choices. The performance of the third one, the Edie, was remarkable.
That is my favorite poem. I love that poem because it touches my heart. Because in the words, it says, my mother would tell you if she could about her life with my father. That is my life. I lost my mother, so that part when it said if she could, I just love that part. The poem is just beautiful to me.
Yeah. What did you think of the other performances? A lot of people obviously put a good deal of work into this, right?
Yes, I loved all of them. I was really shocked and surprised. I love hearing poetry and people perform it. So when they did that, I just loved it. And it was beautiful to me. So.
All right.